Now concluding our program today, Bill Resnick is back, and with him is Jeff Hunt, a Portlander who knows a lot about popular music and its contribution to radical left politics. Bill?
Well, thank you, Tom. And Jeff Hunt, welcome to KABU.
Thank you.
Jeff is one of our current, I think our latest, music molds. He engineers at KABU, has a deep interest in knowledge and popular music. That is music, popular music developed from the mold's perspective, from the grassroots, aiming for a working class audience, to inform and activate people and do it with feeling. So, Jeff, we planned last night to do three sort of inspirational songs and talk about the double-edged nature of inspirational songs.
Yes, yes.
And then last night we discovered that Portugal, the man, is singing, who won a Grammy Award for his song, Feel It Still, that people just heard most of your excerpt of it. So it seems to me we're going to be talking about two things.
Mm-hmm.
One of them is sort of the inspiration, the two-edged nature of inspirational stuff. The second thing we need to talk about is that song, which is quite powerfully radical, actually. It's a
Yeah, it is.
And he wrote it, actually. He says in his liner notes, I'm not sure they're liner notes, anyway, he's quoted as saying he was inspired by the Sanders campaign, by sort of the rebirth of struggle. Anyway, and he's going to be playing going to be a huge march on the East Coast in Washington, D.C. It will be enormous, but there's going to be also marches all over the West Coast, including in Portland on next Saturday at gathering at 10:30 at Terry Schrunk Plaza. Terry Schrunk, you know, was an old DA here.
Yeah, yeah.
And I wish they would change the name because he's very right-wing, as was his son.
Yeah.
Even worse. But it's Terry Schrunk Plaza. We'll forget about him.
Yeah, yeah. They'll name things after anybody, I suppose.
Yeah. Only lefties. I'm sorry.
Abbie Hoffman Square.
Why don't we? Well, Abby was actually a good fellow. The yuppies, on the other hand, a lot of them degenerated.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm afraid.
His old pal. I forget his name now.
Yeah. Forever to be forgotten. But Abby was really good. In any event, yeah, there's going to be the rally at Abbie Hoffman Square.
Terry Schrunk Plaza, yeah.
Terry Schrunk Plaza.
Yeah, formerly known as Trey.
People are going to walk. It was called by students, and this the fellow who wrote Feel It Still, this radical song, was a Portland grunge indie favorite, and he's made it big, winning that Grammy. I guess that's the mark of making it big.
By a certain measure, yes.
Anyway, let's talk, though, about first the inspirational songs, and then we can talk about Feel It Still and this rise of radical music.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, what about those inspirational songs you chose for us, though, to begin with?
Yeah. You sent this email to me last week, Bill, saying, hey, would you like to pick some music? We have a liberatory democratic theme. And I thought, yeah, I can certainly do that. And I thought about it for a couple of days, and nothing was coming to mind because I was thinking, well, I listen to certain kinds of music maybe your listeners might not enjoy, or that might not be a good fit for the show. And so I took the liberatory democracy theme less literally, and I thought, well, let's feature some songs that have the message about the struggle, the message about overcoming, and put that put it in a very positive and optimistic light. And then once I got your opinion on these songs, I realized maybe I had not done, you know, I was working with the best I had, but you brought up some interesting points that I hadn't really considered, where it's really about, some songs are about the individual overcoming and succeeding at whatever they wish to do, and then the collective, the group, overcoming and succeeding at what they want to do.
The other songs that talk about we have to act, right?
One day we'll walk in the rays of a beautiful sun, that kind of thing, you know, from that Five Stair Steps song.
Right.
Yeah.
The Child.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And yeah, my sense of those inspirationals is sometimes they backfire, and they're extremely, in fact, undermining of people. Rather than inspiring them, they undermine, because, I mean, I sort of began recognizing that one day when, quite a long time ago, when Jesse Jackson went back to Chicago and called a mass march, and it wasn't a march, it was an audience, basically, for a talk seen as a rally, and before the talk, he had everybody all assembled mostly youthful black and brown people saying, I am a man.
Yeah.
I am a man. I stand up. I am a man.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought...
My favorite is when he gets the audience to participate. I am a man. A man.
Really?
Yeah.
I never had heard that one, but...
That's a popular expression of his, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, the problem with that is, it seems to me that that kind of thing, I'm a man, I can stand up, I can...
Mm-hmm. Which doesn't say anything about the ladies in the audience.
I'm demanding respect as a man, whatever, even sexism, but that's not the worst of it. The problem is they don't do that at Harvard and Yale or Princeton. It's gather all their students to stand up and say, I am a man. Well, those people know, all the men and women, that they're going to go to Wall Street or whatever, or to Washington, D.C., or to the big corporations, or maybe even to the universities.
Yeah.
Some of them lefties.
Yeah.
They know they're in fine shape. Anybody who stands them up and says has to say, I am a man, you know, it's sort of ridiculous.
Yeah, yeah.
And when you take a kid who's coming from a family where his father is working at some very low-paid job, unable to pay the rent, his
mother... You get some kid from, like, Baltimore, Philly, Detroit, you know.
All of the...
Yeah.
And white working class kids, too, who are basically stuck now in poverty.
Mm-hmm.
You say, I am a man. It's sort of almost a statement, well, my parents are really... I am a man who comes from a family who can't make it, and I'm never going to make it. It seems to me what you're doing is disempowering people by with that kind of inspirational.
Mm-hmm.
And anyway, but some of them are we. We have to build a movement.
Yeah.
We can do it. And that one, it seems to me, those have a lot more promise.
Yeah, yeah. And they're more universally appealing as well. The one track that we got, The Harder They Come by Jimmy Cliff, you know, I was explaining to you last night, you know, that is the title track off the movie soundtrack for a Jamaican gangster film, an exploitation film from the 70s. It's a great movie. It's difficult to watch without subtitles if you're not familiar with the patois, but... Yeah, this kid comes from the country. He's got nothing. He wants to make it as a musician. Ends up becoming a gangster in Kingston, Jamaica. And it's about him getting his slice of the pie in the sky and so on. So it's very much about the individual in that case.
That one, too.
But it speaks to breaking out of poverty, although by nefarious means.
Right. And he becomes a man, all right.
He also gets killed by the police.
Oh, yes? Oh, well.
Yeah.
Anyway, look, I'd rather die on my feet than live on my knees.
Mm-hmm,
you know that one? But, of course, his rebellion was a hopeless and absurd one. And
just grinding poverty.
Yeah, but there's something to be said for standing up to the power. On the other hand, that way doesn't just leads to prison or death.
Mm-hmm.
This song, Feel It Still, is another side of the whole story, it seems to me. Tell us, the lyrics really are interesting. I could only read. You can't hear the lyrics, at least I couldn't. Could you hear the lyrics when you played it?
No. Honestly, wasn't familiar with the song until you brought it up to
really?
Me. I tend to listen to older stuff. So
anyway, but this song, Portugal, the man, who's this Portland guy who became well-known and won a Grammy, he's going to be singing at that. He's going to be doing music at that rally.
Oh, he's going to be there Saturday.
The student rally, right. He's going to be doing a lot of music, and he supports it, and he supports the struggle, and he's going to be there. Tell us a little bit. We only have a minute now, Jeff. The lyrics, it seems to me, are really good, and it really calls for... Explain the song a little bit.
Yeah. Well, I'm looking at lyrics right now, and the first line that grabbed my eye when I grabbed the sheet of paper, we could fight a war for peace. We could wait until the walls come down. It's time to give a little to the kids in the middle. You know, talking about other people, what I can do or what this individual can do for other people.
He's sort of speaking for working people, actually.
Yeah,
We were fighting before in the 60s and the 80s. We were crushed. Mm-hmm. Now we can come back again, and I still feel the rebellion.
Yeah.
That was really... I think that's...
And how nice of him to put it in a song, too, so that, you know, other young folks can hear this and go, maybe that sounds awfully appealing, don't it?
Yeah. Anyway, he's a musician for our time. It's also sort of hipster.
Yeah.
Sort of tones. Jeff, good talking to you.
Thank you. Yeah, always good talking to you.
And now we're going to go back to Tom Becker, who's going to sign off, I believe.